I guess step number one is to see what actually happens. First of all, the membership are going to have to authorize us to engage in this negotiation process. And if they do, that will take place. We'll be fighting about terms and conditions of employment for those two stores. The two stores will choose whether or not to ratify it. And what I think this will do is, if that happens and those stores open and our members work in those stores, I think it's going to be a test case or two. And it'll give us a real sense for whether or not these stores are a positive model for our members to work with, and positive experiences in terms of the working environment. Then we'll get the feedback from those members, and undoubtedly then the issue will be presented in bargaining in 2017. And the overall membership is going to have to decide, are these stores good for places like Edmonton? Are they good for places where Safeway does business other than Calgary? And so I think there are test cases. If and when this happens, I think what we would do is we would gather information and feedback from our members. We would report back to the broader membership, and then the broader membership would have to make a decision as to whether or not these things are a good idea, these store models are a good idea for elsewhere in the province, and they would ultimately have to decide in collective bargaining in 2017 whether or not we should be agreeing to have this type of model as a workplace configuration for other Safeway employees province-wide.